75 continues to move briskly, but with no accidents or slowdowns. Surface traffic is moderately congested, but with no major problems to report at this time. This is your pig's eye in the sky reporting. Cincinnati's only helicopter traffic report. Sing.
What the hell was that?
This is Les Messman, WKRP's Fish Eye in the Sky, reporting the traffic is a snarled mess down there and that we're about to hit a bridge.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
I'm gonna be sick.
Sit down. I can't see.
Wasn't even close.
I could have died.
Buddy. Buddy. I'm afraid I'm going to have to fire you.
Okay. I'm a crop duster anyway. Showbiz ain't my game.
But I won't.
You won't what?
Fire you.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, you're not fired. But from now on, I am in complete charge. Okay, you're in charge, but you better be careful because I'm watching you. Okay, I won't watch you.
But from now on, I'm going to have to charge you double.
Why?
Because of the high price of gas and because the president's program of a controlled recession seems to have gotten out of hand.
Oh. Want a cup of coffee?
Sure. Cost you 35 cents.
I don't mind.
Cost you more if you want cream of sugar.
Okay. Morning, Jennifer.
Hi, Les. Mr. Carlson and Andy would like to see you immediately.
What about?
Did you go flying this morning? Then come with me.
Jennifer, for our own security, we've got to remain technologically competitive with WPIG. They've got a live eye in the sky. We've got to have a live eye in the sky.
I know we do.
There's a helicopter gap, Jennifer.
I know there is.
Everybody around here thinks I'm crazy. Fortunately, you know better than that. Fortunately, you know better than that.
Mr. Carlson? Les is here to see you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Why, you...
Mr. Carlson's too angry to talk.
We
have a basic communication problem.
That's right.
Before you do something like you did this morning, you should thoroughly discuss your intentions with either Mr. Carlson right here or myself.
Beat you over the head with...
We're calm, rational men here, Lester.
Well, I'm just trying to do my job.
Your job?
Your job? What were you doing up in that plane?
Why would you buzz that bridge? Why don't you talk to Travis and me before you do something like this? Why haven't you sought some professional help?
How long do you think the station can put up with a maniac for a news director?
How long?
Oh, Lord, must they suffer.
Answer him, Les.
Mr. Carlson, what we've got here is a helicopter gap.
Why, you...
Here, bite on this big guy. I'll get that.
We can't afford a helicopter like WPIG, Les. It's just as simple as that.
Travis, the very first day you came to this station, you promised to get me a helicopter.
I know I did, Les, but that was a long time ago, and I was lying.
Well, that's why I hired an airplane.
We don't want you going up into an airplane, Les. It's dangerous. We can't afford the insurance, and most importantly, it looks stupid.
That's good. I want you to sit behind your desk. And you don't leave that desk to go anywhere without checking with me first. I mean it. Not even to go to the bathroom.
But you don't understand, Mr. Carlson. Tomorrow's armistice day. It's absolutely vital that I get...
Nesman!
Yes, sir.
Two bananas.
Two.
Wheat germ.
Wheat germ.
16 vitamin C pills.
16.
Juice from one carrot.
One carrot.
Blend it for 3 minutes and then drink it.
Now, you're saying that no matter how much I continue to abuse my body, this will keep me alive?
Forever and ever.
Move it or lose it. I am on in 30 seconds.
How you doing, Bailey?
Come on, up it.
Up it?
Look at this. Just tear sheets and notes. From now on, do not go on for less without time to prepare.
Where is Cincinnati's window to the world?
I do not know, but he is in trouble with Carlson. Is tomorrow Veterans Day or Armistice Day?
I don't know.
Well, you're a veteran. Les has Armistice Day.
They changed the name.
Is it Veterans Day?
Gee, yeah. No,
I don't really know. How about Decoration Day?
No. Decoration Day has been changed to Memorial Day, and that's in May.
Well, maybe it's Armed Forces Day.
No, that's been changed to Gay Indian Liberation Day.
No. No, Gay Indian Liberation Day was a trade-off for Thanksgiving.
Forget it. Good morning, Cincinnati. It's 10 a.m. and time for the news. I'm Bailey Quarters, filling in for Les Nesman. Leading off with the news, two bananas, wheat germ, and 16 vitamin C pills. More in a minute.
Good night, Les.
It's not fair, Andy.
I know it's not, Les.
Andy, tomorrow is...
is a national holiday, which means it's a slow news day. You can relax.
No, I can't, Andy. The highways will be jammed. There'll be parades and memorial services.
Come on, Les. Hey, do yourself a favor. Go to a ball game. Go to a movie. Go to a therapist. There's an idea. Kidding. Hey, just have a nice, safe holiday. I'll see you back here on Wednesday. Okay? Good night.
Night.
See you later.
Good night, Andy. Les? Mr. Carlson says you can go home now or to the bathroom, whichever you'd like.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Good night, Les. Tomorrow will be a better day.
Jennifer, I'm a trained professional, trying to get the news any way I can.
I know you are.
Because of that, everybody around here thinks I'm crazy. Except you, of course.
Good night, Les.
And I particularly don't like people telling me what to do. Particularly when I know I'm right. Herb, tomorrow's Armistice Day.
So what?
I should be up there.
On the 15th floor? It's a dance studio.
In the air, Herb.
Les, we can't always do what we want to do.
Today was just a shakedown flight. Tomorrow was going to be the big day.
Yeah, well, look, you got to do what the big guy says.
Why?
Because he's the boss and you're nobody. You're dust in the wind.
Listen, Herb, I could put this station on the map tomorrow. I know what I'm doing. And the big guy would thank me later.
Then go up. Take things into your own hands for once. Have the courage of your own convictions. But if it were me, I wouldn't do it. Of course, I'm a gutless coward.
Yeah.
Have a nice holiday, Les. Oh, and don't do anything crazy. Don't do anything crazy.
Good, Herb.
Thank you.
Gee, buddy, you look great.
It's Veterans Day. I'm a veteran. Ready to go?
Could I use your phone first?
Local?
Yes?
Cost you a dollar.
Okay.
Take off.
I have to tell Johnny to set up the booth, the plane hookup.
Hi. Oh, yeah, Les, how you doing? You are? Yeah, I thought Carlson grounded you. Oh, he did he? Uh-huh. You know, Lester, you're lying. No, it doesn't make any difference to me. I just wanted to make note of the fact, that's all. Yeah. Les, it's just fine with me. You go ahead, you have a good flight. Try not to hit any buildings, okay? Fine. Well, Geronimo to you too, pal.
There's no traffic. Let's go see what's happening downtown.
Roger.
What?
I said Roger.
Oh, Roger.
What? Roger. Roger.
No one down there. I guess all the action is out at the cemetery.
The liberty and the dedicated, the proposition of their arms, and
there are only 9 people down there. What do you expect? Maybe we're just too early. Why don't you take us down for a while?
No problem.
Oh, ah! Oh,
good golly. Oh.
Doing? This is not an airstrip. This is a county road. Cars use this. This is for cars. I'm already in enough trouble as it is, buddy.
You know, Les, it almost makes me cry.
I'm sorry?
People don't care. Veterans Day is just a day off from work, that's all.
Don't get your uniform dirty.
Ah, it don't matter.
But, buddy, still early.
Don't be an idiot, Les. Nobody cares. Nobody remembers.
Maybe they just don't want to remember.
Ah, bull. Okay. Bull. Hey, Les. How many people listen to that radio station of yours?
I don't know. A lot. I'm probably the most widely listened to journalist in town.
Really?
Well, I'd be in your top 10. 20.
Let's turn this town on its ear.
How?
Get in a plane.
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Get in a plane.
Sure. What have you got in mind, buddy?
A parade.
Well, how do you mean, buddy?
We're going to have a Veterans Day parade.
How do you mean, buddy?
You're not going to believe this one, Travis. I didn't know you were a Baptist.
Well, no, actually, I'm a Baptist, but I play quarterback for the Baptist, a touch football team.
Is that ethical?
What's happening?
Les is up in the plane again. It's being piloted by a man named Buddy. Now, Buddy says that unless there is a Veterans Day parade today, here in Cincinnati, he's going to fly Les around in circles until they run out of gas and crash into the ground. Well, it's true. Now, I've called everybody else. They're all coming in.
Why?
Because if you're going to have a parade, you need lots of people. You're in charge of getting the bands, okay?
Now, G, Johnny and I have talked with Les and with this pilot over the remote hookup. And the only thing that I can say for sure is that the pilot Buddy appears to be even crazier than Les.
This is Les calling Buddy. Les calling Buddy. Come in, Buddy.
Well, I planned my high school homecoming parade once, and all I can remember about that is you never put the horses up front.
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
This is it for me. No more Mr. Nice Guy. It's head chopping time.
Hey, if this guy goes through with this, you're not going to have to fire Les. He'll be dead.
Still got you, though, Herb.
Why a parade?
Buddy's a very patriotic man, and he wants something big to happen on Veterans Day.
Okay, let's give him something big.
Like what?
I don't know, something our listeners could do.
Everybody's got a car. Each car has a horn. Everybody in town could blow their horns like we did when the Reds won the World Series.
That's a great idea.
Right? 1 o'clock on the dot, everyone in town gets in their cars and blows their horn.
Gosh darn it, I like it.
Andy, right now we got about 2,000 listeners tops.
I bet all the other stations could help.
Why should they?
Well, if you were in competition with us, would you want us to lose Les?
This is Les calling Johnny. Les calling Johnny.
Come in, Johnny.
I got you, Les. Hold it a second. There you go.
Johnny, Buddy says okay. If everybody will blow their horns, he won't kill me.
Sounds good to me, Les.
I think so.
Les. Listen, this is Andy. Listen, we've got the cooperation of all the radio stations in town. Do you think you can get Buddy to pilot to do some up there so everybody will notice you?
I'll ask Buddy.
Taylor was right. There's not a station manager in town who wants us to lose Les.
Johnny?
Yeah, Les.
I think people will notice us now.
So this is the Doctor on WKRP reminding you, stay in the show, be sure to blow. Come 1 o'clock, everybody in Cincinnati going to get in their cars and blow their horns in celebration of Veterans Day. Don't forget.
This is WCNWAM. Now, I'm sure you've all seen
this
that.
This is WLUA.
Stereo 91.7.
Big Blue Country, WCLU.
96.5 KRC. Blow those horns.
Q102, a horn blowing song.
SAIFM, when you blow your horn, blow it mellow.
G-U-C-F-M.
Love FM 95.
Hey, Les! Go, Les! Les?
Wow, look at that.
Les.
Hey, big guy, did I ever tell you about that flight I had coming in from Dayton?
Well, sir, what time we got?
It's 1 o'clock.
Oh, boy. Raise that window.
It's 1 o'clock. I don't hear anything.
We can't hear over the engine.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
No, don't turn the engine off. Don't turn.
Oh, my gosh. You hear anything, Les?
No.
See, I told you.
Please turn the engine back on, Buddy.
They lied to us.
They tried, Buddy.
Hey, Les, listen. Les, do you hear it?
Yes, Buddy.
Do you hear it?
Yes, Buddy.
I like it. Les, I like it.
Buddy, could you please turn the engine back on?
I can't, Les. We're out of gas. Hey, Les.
Yes, Buddy.
One heck of a Veterans Day. Huh, Les? We'll have to do this again sometime.
Yes, Buddy, we certainly should.
Hey, Les, when's Armistice Day?
WKRP. Les? Are you all right?
What? Oh, sure, Mr. Carlson. No problem here.
No problem? Why, you look... little rascal, you. Look, we're all just real glad you're alive, Les.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Carlson. Mr. Carlson, I promise I won't go flying anymore.
Thanks, Les. Won't fly again. We all appreciate that.
Mr. Carlson, Do you realize that the entire city saved my life today?
Yes, Les, I do. Goodbye.
Goodbye?
Strange town, Cincinnati. Thank you.